foundations from the bridge are dropped into the shallow water below. Nobody picks them up because no one can see them. They envelop me, sometimes suffocating me, and at other times they make me feel protected. But protection leads to isolation. But protection leads to isolation. But protection leads to isolation. Isolation leads to strength. And then the final collapse when you realize you've been abandoned. Loneliness makes it hard to get out of bed. You stay there for 3 weeks. You know you should go to work, but what's the point? It was never meant to be like this. Now you regret that you never planned. Now you wonder why you never looked ahead. Now you look at yourself in the mirror. But whoever is staring back at you isn't you. So what does it matter anyway? Slightly smugly, you console yourself with the knowledge that at least it's not that bad. You would never let the growing stubble take over your entire face. You would never leave your hair unwashed or wear filthy clothes. Relieved, you crawl back into bed. Staring up at the ceiling, you notice small cracks in the white paint. Small cracks in the white paint. You watch them for hours without noticing that once again dusk has fallen. The cracks start to move. It's a colony of ants. They've lost their stack and are crawling in all directions, no longer in their customary ordered formation of rows. It frightens you. Ants are supposed to march in straight lines. It frightens you. Ants are supposed to march in straight lines. What's going on? No longer able to stand it, you jump out of bed and push it over to the other side of the room. You dare not look up and are glad that night has fallen and you are surrounded by darkness. You push the ants out of your mind and go to bed. Someone's trying to get in. They're banging on the door. What time is it? Have they been there long? Your room is neither dark nor light. It could be morning. But perhaps it's late. Or perhaps it's raining. It could be morning. But perhaps it's late. Or perhaps it's raining. The banging continues. Thud. Thud. They're calling a name. Recognize it. suddenly remember there was someone else here too recently. Last night? Last week? You can't remember. It must be him they want. He was unshaven and unkempt, and you're glad he's not here with you anymore. Why won't they just go away? Leave you alone? You put on a record to block out the sounds of their non-stop knocking and constant shouting. It's scratched and the stylus gets stuck. It's scratched and the stylus gets stuck. It's scratched and the stylus gets stuck. It's scratched and the stylus gets stuck, and a screeching monotone is endlessly emitted. You think it sounds like birdsong and open the window to see if some birds will fly in. They don't. So you step over to the window. You can hear someone banging and the distant shouting getting louder, but you can't work out where it's coming from. You hoist yourself onto the windowsill, and then you jump. That's a filler whilst we prepare for the next one, which will be called Hide and Seek. We're just waiting for software. Loading, loading, loading. Are you there? Hello? Where are you? I've been searching everywhere. I've looked in all the rooms, even under the cupboards and behind the doors and under the beds. You said you'd be here. But I can't find you. There are hundreds of rooms, and the house is far away. Or maybe I got lost, and the house is close by, and there really aren't that many rooms after all. Feels like it because I'm tired and alone. I can't find anyone. You said you'd be here. I didn't want to intrude, so I came late. But you've never even been. You said we'd meet. So what? Thank you. but I think I'm just meeting someone. It's getting dark, and it feels as if I've been waiting a long time. Perhaps only a few minutes have passed. I easily lose track of time these days. I easily lose track of where I am, too. I can't remember if I'm supposed to be here. We arranged it last week, I think. You were wearing blue jeans, a grey t-shirt, and your trademark blue hoodie with the Adidas stripes. I was wearing a floral dress. I like that dress, although I've outgrown it and it's torn down the side. I wore it on my 18th birthday. Before. You said we'd be here, but you've never even been. You said we'd meet. It's damp. Next to me is an overturned bucket, and pushing through it a climbing plant which clings to the wall. Small white flowers are budding. It must be spring, but I can't be sure what day it's supposed to be. It must be Saturday. I'm sure we said Saturday. Saturday. We always played together on Saturdays. You wanted to give me something. Is that why I agreed to see you again? Did I lose something again? The plant almost reaches the ceiling. It reminds me of the plant in my bedroom, only that one never flowers. You said we'd meet. I haven't seen you for years. Interlude music. Play something, Nick. The next one's called High Rise, an adapted version for those of you who have heard it before. Well. Version. It's a Valentine's special. On LFM. I want to live in a high rise, or even a low rise. I don't care, as long as it's a flat in the city. Part of me wants to be disturbed, distracted by the people outside. But then again, I want to be left alone. Left to hide within these walls. Refuse to answer the unexpected ringing of the doorbell. Refuse to answer the phone. Remaining anonymous. today is grey, with the rain hanging in the air. Magdalena's talking about divorce. Again. Lars coughed himself to death last week. He might have choked on a raspberry, but it was probably a result of his 60-a-day habit. The doctors told him he had blisters on his brain. My grandmother has met someone new. Overheard snippets of conversation. Words spoken into a mobile phone are one-sided and leave me guessing over the response at the other end. Eavesdropped fragments merge with the churning of thoughts in my own head, pacifying them. Now I can hear running footsteps and the sound of metal striking something solid, then something less solid, then the sounds of smashed glass. In the park, shards of glass, cars crashed for a laugh. It's Sunday, and it's been happening all week. But I want to hear the sounds of the street, the shouts and yells, the laughter. The noise from the street lulls me to sleep. The sirens make me feel safe. Something wakes me up. It's the slam of the front door as the neighbors come in for the night. I'm comforted knowing the building is no longer empty. The occupants to the other flat are on holiday. Clatter of steps in the stairwell and the droning of cars outside are interrupted by a sudden smash. Sometimes, it's a beer bottle dropped from someone's grip. Sometimes, it's accompanied by a fight. Sometimes, it's a car driving too fast around the corner, colliding with the traffic island. Sometimes it's worse, more violent. Two cars, the sound of broken glass, or screams lacerating the humid evening air. But still, I am relieved. It clears my head. The goings-on of the world outside replace my own nightmares. And moving swiftly along. Stroke. We've got it. On LFM.net. I just phoned to see how you were. Nothing special. Whatever you're doing, have a nice time. Bye for now. A few minutes later, and he couldn't see. He said it had felt as if a hand had stroked him over the eyes and took his sight. His vision, temporarily gone, all he could see was white. A gentle white, brought on by a soft caress. Människorna har gått. De har stoppat nycklarna i brevlådan. Tror du jag har fått en propp? Klockan går fel. Jag måste veta vad klockan är, annars vaknar inte jag. The clocks are all different. The digital clock on the television is broken, and instead of the time, short red lines are flashing, signifying nothing. The large plastic clock, which hangs in the kitchen above the door, has lost its minutes hand, rendering the seconds hand impotent, as it ticks aimlessly and never-endingly on. She dropped her wristwatch the other night whilst looking for a worn-out mattress which haunts her. She's quite sure she's kept it, but she can't ever find it. She's not even sure why she should. And now, she's lost the wristwatch as well. It was a present from her grandmother. Or at least, she remembers it as being a present from her grandmother. But she can't remember her grandmother. For the following nights, she looks for her instead of the mattress. For that instead of the mattress. The old clock by her bedside has stopped. It shows 9 minutes past 11. 11:09. She is dreaming of horses. It's 1:30 in the morning. She phones my mother, wakes her up. She tells her the people have left. The guests are all gone. The rooms are empty. She put the keys in the letterbox. Do you think I've had a stroke? She asks. The clock is showing the wrong time. I have to know what the time is, or else I won't wake up. Han sitter ensam i hörnet. Han skriker, men ingen hör. Han pratar, men ingen lyssnar. Han syns inte längre. He sits alone in the corner. He barely speaks, hardly moves. His family have started to forget that he is even there. They stopped talking to him a few years ago, and now they bring him his meals in silence. The the wheels on his wheelchair are rusting, and he spends most of his time lost in thoughts he is unable to express. Last night, he cut up all the banknotes hidden in the kitchen. When she came home, he told her, it was only paper money anyway. After that, he has become completely invisible.
Thank you. Sorry about that. Big thank you to Construct, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.